Well, amen. Praise the Lord for the special music tonight. And again, what a blessing it is to be able to come out on Wednesday night. Just a little refreshment throughout the week. You get around the things of God and you hear godly music. You're able to participate in singing congregational songs. And then we get to look into the precious holy word of God. What a blessing it is to be able to be in church. So Genesis chapter 9 on Wednesday nights, we've been studying the life of Noah, And wow, what a blessing it has been as we've been studying the life of Noah. And we've studied his life, which was over 900 years and 960 years, I believe, and it's already over. We've studied. I mean, we're coming to the end of it. Tonight, he dies. And so that's what we're going to be looking at tonight. So if you'll stand with me, we'll be reading here verse 28 and verse 29 of Genesis chapter 9. The Bible says, "And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. And all the days of Noah were 950 years. And he died." And let's pray. Our Father, as we bow before you tonight, we thank you, Lord God, for opportunities to just to learn more about your word. Thank you for the wisdom and the insight that you give us that we might not only hear it taught, but we can make application. And I just pray tonight even that you would help each one of us to hear exactly what you would have us to hear and be able to make whatever application that we need to make even this evening. Pray that you would just anoint and empower the preaching of thy word once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Well, 950 years, we've studied much of human history as we've been studying the life of Noah. And you can't go back in the New World any further than Noah. You can go back before that, before God destroyed the world with the flood, and we can study a lot of those things that took place there in some 1,700 years, but then everything was destroyed. And all we know of is the new world and what God has revealed to us about what the old world was like. One of the things we know that in the old world, before the flood, that men lived a lot longer. I mean, it was nothing to live a 900 years, and for many that we find the genealogies of in the scriptures, living that long. After Noah, Noah lived 950 years, but then it started to be less and less and less as the time continued in the new world. And so we don't know what contributes to that. The Bible doesn't tell us, but the Bible reveals to us that man started living less and less years on the earth. So the new world, different. The atmosphere is different. We know it was different. It never rained before on the earth. Was there different plants, that possibly different foods that they ate before the flood, which was everything was destroyed? And so did God place different types of food, plants on the earth? All the different things, we don't know. Those are some questions that we might want to ask Noah when we get to heaven. Amen? He would have been the only one that was alive, him and his family, that was alive in the old world, that was able to be an eyewitness to that, and then lived in the new world. And everyone else had just been told what Noah and his family had experienced in the old world. And so we don't know all that, but we do know that they had the conversations. And we'll see some of that in just a little bit here. But we find in all of that, even after living 950 years, experiencing so much, can you imagine what you could experience in 950 years? go back 950 years from today and think about what the civilization was like 950 years ago, amen, and in the world, to where it's at now. What a drastic change in just in that amount of time. And so, but Noah lived 950 years, but I love what the Bible has recorded everything that God wants us to know about that. There's things that God has not recorded that we might have questions about, and we just, it's really up to speculation if the Bible doesn't tell us, but evidently it's not something that we have need to know in this life, but we will. Curiosity will have those questions answered one day in glory. But the Bible does give us the life of Noah and has presented so much for us to learn through the life of Noah. But now we find, as we come to the end of this study of the life of Noah, and he died. This is the conclusion of every life. The conclusion of every life. For some 6,000 years of human history, it's been the conclusion of everyone, except for one that God called on to be with him. I know there's always that person that says, "Preacher, you forgot about that person." And now I'm talking about overall, except for the exception there. But the idea there, and especially if the rapture does not take place, then it will remain true for us as well. And he died. The conclusion of everyone's life on earth. The Bible says in the New Testament, we find that to be true too. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die. It's appointed unto men. It's going to take place. But after this, the judgment. Which helps us to understand the definition of death is not extinction. It's not the end. Now, if you look at the Webster's Dictionary, you'll find one of the definitions of death is the end of life. Well, it's the end of a physical life, but it's not the end of life. Biblical definition would actually, the Greek word used in that would be more of a separation. The biblical term for death would better identify with what we would look at and study as being separation. Separation from the purpose for which man was intended. After death, there's no other opportunity to impact humanity. While we have physical life, we have opportunity to impact other people's lives. Either good or bad, in a good way or a bad way. And your life will impact other people's life either in a good way or a bad way. So after death, no other opportunity to impact humanity other than what your life accomplished. Sometimes we don't think about that, but this is the only opportunity we have to impact humanity and God's will for man. The only thing that I have after this is what I have accomplished that other people might be able to benefit from, possibly a testimony. I guarantee you that Noah was influenced by the testimony of Methuselah, who was influenced by the testimony of Adam, and we're going to see this in just a minute here. Noah's life, as we look here in the last two verses, that comes to an end of Noah's life, is divided into two segments. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years. So all the days of Noah, 950 years, we find that 350 years were lived after the flood, but 600 years of Noah's life was lived before the flood. And before the flood, he had a huge impact on humanity. A huge impact on all of those that lived during that time. Three men covered the span from Abraham, or from Adam to Abraham. Stop and think of that. That's almost unreal to think about that. But from the creation of man, Adam, unto the birth of Abraham, who would be the father of Israel, amen, which was God's chosen people. During that span, from old world to the new world, there was three men would have covered that span. There would have been three men alive. Adam died when Methuselah was 243 years old. He lived 930 years. Methuselah died when Noah was 600 years old. He was the oldest living man, 969 years old. Noah died when Abraham was 58. Now stop and think about that. That's unreal. 1,700 years of old world, and yet in the old world, three men. That's the span of three human lives during that time, that period of time. Jacob lived 110 years. And the Bible continues to give us these recordings, and it means something there. God wants us to understand that. So now that we know from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the old world to the new world, we find that man is living less and less. And of course, I think it's just turned around where men are living longer today than what they were 20 years ago because of modern medicine, no doubt. But still, I don't think we're ever going to reach that 900 years point. I don't know that we'd want to, the way that the environment affects our physical bodies, right? Yes, and we don't even want to go there. Noah was able to talk with Methuselah, who talked with Adam. For 600 years of his life. There's no doubt that Adam would have impacted Methuselah's life. And Methuselah would have had 600 years to be able to have opportunity to allow the life of Adam to influence his life. If there was anyone who understood and knew that there was a creator God, it would have been Adam. Because he lived before the fall of man. He walked with God on this earth. He had fellowship with God. It was not until after the fall of man that he was cursed and the world was cursed and things started going a different direction. But Adam would have realized and understood what sin did. He would have understood what it was like to have this great fellowship with God every morning when he would wake up. He would walk with God. I mean, what a great testimony, what a great influence that he would have on anyone that would listen. And Methuselah would have been in the line of those that wanted to call upon the name of the Lord. And so Methuselah would have had 600 years of his life being able to draw from the life of Adam. And Adam's life would have impacted the life of Methuselah for 600 years. Then Methuselah's life would have impacted Noah's life. What allowed Noah to be the only man living on the earth, because Methuselah died right before God would come to Noah and tell Noah to build the ark, that he was going to destroy the world, because that Noah and his family were the only ones living righteously and calling upon God. But what would have impacted Noah's life, and Noah had this desire to know more about God. I guarantee you Noah would have spent much time of those 600 years of his life with Methuselah, which would have been his grandfather, having all the stories that Adam had told him. Amen. The Bible is just revealing that to us in the lives of these individuals. And as we come to the end of Noah's life, and he was the only one that would have been able to been alive to connect and influence anyone else in this new world that had come into existence. Abraham talked with Noah. He would have been influenced by Noah for 58 years of his life. And I guarantee you, the Bible doesn't say, but I mean, we know that they were in the family line, and there's no doubt, if you had an uncle, if you had a grandpa that actually walked with Adam, would you not want to understand everything he had? If your grandpa or even great-great-grandpa, whatever, was still alive, and he was the one that built the ark, and he was the one that could give you, I mean, eyewitness account of what was taking place before he got on the ark, what took place while he was in the ark and what took place after he come off the ark, and how that God was able to do everything that God did and change in the world and giving us a very new world to live in. Yes. Lives. After death, no other opportunity to impact other lives, to impact humanity. No opportunity to impact your children's lives. No more opportunity to impact your brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, classmates at school, neighbors. And it might be just like Noah. God had Methuselah there to share with him things concerning who God truly was. It might have been that God had Noah there to pass on that wisdom and insight that he had made a difference in Abraham's life. I just know God has revealed this to us. These are things that we have, and we are to learn from them. After the flood, 350 years. So 600 years before the flood. After the flood now, we find 350 years. And we already studied Noah's great sin. Now, we don't know that he had any other great sin. The Bible doesn't reveal anything else. And he could have been living the rest of his life trying to undo what that sin had done and trying to impact his other children and their children, and on and on and on. But he had 350 years to try to erase a negative and present a positive. As we look at our lives, and if we look back at our lives, you might be able to divide your life into two sections as well. You might have the section of how you lived your life before salvation. You might be able to look back and think of all the negative things that you did and all the things that were very hurtful to other people and all the things that Satan might have been able to use your life to accomplish for his cause against Christ. And now that you're saved, you can look back in your life and you say, I had an understanding now. I was lost and I was dead to God, but now I understand who God is, and I have opportunity to impact other people's lives for the cause of Christ. I have to realize if I'm saved, I have something that God wants to use in me to help somebody else. The more Bible that you know, the more Bible that you need to share with other people. Because the more Bible that you are sharing with other people, the more lives that you are affecting that will definitely make an impact on eternity. And the only thing that you can leave behind is your testimony of what you accomplished while you lived on this planet Earth. That has not changed. The only thing that's changed is we don't have as much time. That means that life is even more precious today than what it was then. Because we all will have the same amount of time in heaven. Limitless. Limitless, all of us. But on earth, we are limited. After the flood, we find that God would use Noah for 350 years. The Bible doesn't say anything about how he used him, but the Bible says he was around for 350 years. He would experience sin continuing. He would experience the Tower of Babel. I believe that Noah would have had something to say about that. Noah would have had an influence over those during that time, possibly trying to warn them. And then he lived for 58 years to have that impact on Abraham's life. I can just imagine Abraham's excitement over sitting down and listening to the stories that Noah had to tell, to share in some of the experiences of life. I wish I had people back that have died and gone on to glory with the understanding that I have today, because I would love to have been able to sit down with them and open up and let their life have a greater impact on my life. I look back over my life, and there have been many a people that have had an impact on my life. Praise the Lord for that. But I didn't have the understanding that I could have had and could have been able to glean so much more out of the lives of those that are no longer here for me to glean from. Young people, if you have Christian parents, you don't realize the impact they can have on your lives if you will let them for that which is good. And there's going to be a day that they won't be there. There's coming a day when your parents will die. And I don't want to be morbid. That's not it at all. I wanted us to understand the importance of life. To the life of Noah, I want us to understand the importance. God gave him 950 years of life, and I believe that he used his life. There was that lapse there right before his great sin, but I believe God gave him 350 more years after that so that he would be able to possibly make amends and be able to have a more positive impact on the lives of others, especially Abraham. He was one of God's chosen vessels. To establish God's chosen people. You never know who God might have in your life that your life could impact. All who ever lived have or will face death. It's appointed a man wants to die. There's more to our existence. After death, after this, the judgment. And the idea of judgment that is going to follow death for everyone ought to be a motivation for us to live life to please God. Physical death, understanding this idea of death again. Physical death, and Noah died. Physical death, he died a physical death. What does that mean? It means his spirit was separated from his body. The first one to experience physical death would have been Cain, as he was murdered. Abel, as he was murdered by his brother Cain. The Bible tells us about what takes place when we experience that physical death, and that's found over in 2 Corinthians, throughout the Scriptures, the New Testament especially, but 2 Corinthians in chapter 5. Very well-known passage of Scripture, but I'll read it to you again. We are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. The only way that you're going to be present with the Lord outside the rapture is through physical death. Physical death, separation from the body. Whether it was 950 years, like Noah, or possibly 59 years, like my father. My father was my age when spirit left his body. That's a wake-up call right there. When I was younger, I always thought that my dad was older. And now that I'm his age, when he passed away, I'm thinking, well, he was a very young man. But he had 59 years. I don't know that he did not understand, did not know that. But he was living his life once he got saved, trying to make up for some of the mistakes with his life before he got saved. And was looking to impact other people's lives with his life. So physical death is separation from the body. Spiritual death is separation from God. The first one to experience spiritual death was Adam. Genesis chapter 2. Go back there with me. I'm not going to be much longer. I just want you to see this because we can identify with this. We can understand. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17, as God has given Adam and Eve commandments revealing what they can and can't do and how he gave everything to them that would, if they would look to that, would be plenty enough to satisfy them and to allow their glorious bodies and their time on this earth when it was a glorious Garden of Eden, having everything, but there was a test that God put them through concerning their free will and said, you can't do this. If you do, you shall surely die. God said in verse 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. An end to his existence? No. A separation. Death, as we look to the Bible, the biblical definition of death, when you find the word death, it is a separation. Physical death is a separation of the spirit from the body. Spiritual death is a separation from the spirit of man, from the spirit of God. And when we are born with this spiritual separation. We are born with a sin nature, according to Romans in chapter 5. And go back over there with me and you'll see this as well. But Romans in chapter 5, because of Adam's sin, and everyone has been connected back to Adam as far as their bloodline, their family tree, if you will. The Bible says because of that bloodline, as Adam had a sin nature, everyone from Adam carrying on his same nature is born with this sin nature. Romans in chapter 5 verse 12 says this, wherefore as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, separation from God by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Separation from God passed upon everyone that has ever been born in this physical life. That's why they have to be born again to have a relationship with God. That's why Jesus said to Nicodemus, religion is not what you need. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And Nicodemus, you need to be born again in order to have a relationship with God. Until you have been saved, you are dead in your trespasses and sins. Until you have been saved, you have experienced a separation. What the Bible says. So physical death, separation from the body. Spiritual death, a separation from God. Adam being the first. There's one other death, which is separation. It's called the second death. Revelation chapter 20. It's appointed a man wants to die. That's once. After this, a judgment. After the judgment, a second death for those who have never been born again. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 14. Well, let's go back to verse 12. Let's read it all here. The Bible says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The dead that died the first dead, now they're at judgment. They were separated from God. Now they're standing before God. Small and great stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. There's going to be even degrees of eternal hell according to the works. The Bible is revealing that. Now, we don't have time to go into all that, but that's the idea there. And the sea gave up the dead. You can't hide from a second death. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. The second death is eternal separation from God. From the spirit of man, eternal separation from the spirit of man being separated from the spirit of God. Eternally. So as we look to Noah's life, we've learned a lot of things from the biblical account of Noah's life. I hope we can learn a very important lesson from the end of Noah's life. The most important thing for mankind to do with their lives, I think the prophet Amos said this to Israel, prepare to meet thy God. Because everyone will face God after death. Philippians in chapter 2 and verse 21, you don't have to turn there, but Paul said, for to me to live. Paul understood the importance of his life, possibly because he understood the importance of everyone's lives that had lived before him, that brought to him this revelation of God. The revelation of God to him, and how that has been passed down from Adam all the way through, and all the different lives of humanity from generation to generation, especially from Noah, who was the only family that survived the flood, that now the new world has established through the seed of Noah. For to me to live is Christ. To die and face God? Amen. That's what we need to do. If we live our lives as Christ would have us to live our lives, when we die, it's gain. It's not loss. Loss is second death. Loss is being separated from God. When the believer dies in faith, it is gain. It's our loss, but listen to me, it is gain, and we cannot lose sight of that fact that death is a part of life. And it's appointed a man wants to die, and as we understand the importance of the life, make sure that you're living life to be able to get the most out of your life that's going to impact eternity. And when I do that, it's living for Christ. And as I live for Christ, when I die, it is gain, because I have gained all that God would have me to receive in the rewards and the blessings throughout an eternity. But how important it is for us today to realize the importance of every human life. Prepare to meet thy God. Whether a person believes or not, that's not going to change that. When we die, which is the point of the man wants to die, there will be a judgment. And it will have eternal implications to that judgment. Praise the Lord for the life and the death of Noah. If I could have every head bowed and every eye closed.